New Orleans has a great new tool for music lovers. A Closer Walk is an interactive, location-based website about New Orleans music history. Just tap the map and you can find rare photos, stories by local music writers, songs, oral histories with local artists, and even links to buy New Orleans records and books. Today, we're talking about A Closer Walk with one of the project's founders, local author Randy Fertel. Hello, Randy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
So give us the 30-second elevator pitch about A Closer Walk. What is it, and how did it come about?
A Closer Walk is a mobile-optimized site, which means that it lives on the internet, not on your phone. But you go to the internet, you go to our URL, which is aclosterwalknola.com, and then you save it to your home screen. So on your desktop, you can use it as an armchair traveler, a visitor to New Orleans jazz or New Orleans music sites. And as a tourist or a New Orleanian who wants to learn more about our music history, you can explore it using your phone or your iPad. And the beauty of it is that there's all this archival material, all this audiovisual material. The trouble with that is that all that material would take up your whole iPhone if we had made it an app. Instead, it's this new thing called a mobile-optimized site. The map-based piece to our site is an important part. Even if you don't use it in your hand, but use it at your desk, still these insights might dawn on you.
Well, that's one thing about this tour is it's pretty comprehensive. It's not just about jazz. What time periods and genres does it cover?
Well, it starts in the 1890s and before, at the birth of jazz, and goes on up to bounce with, you know, a big concentration post-war in rhythm and blues and rock and roll. But Ira Padnos brought all this material post-World War II. We were just working pre-World War II. And so there is a lot more material we have to put on.
Give me a couple of your favorite sites. What are some of the sites that you really related to that you learned something about with this site?
Well, my family's from Rampart Street. You know, they owned a pawn shop on a 200 block of Rampart. And that's another place where you can argue jazz was born. It definitely wasn't born in Storyville. That's a myth. There was jazz played there, but it really emerged from the honky-tonks and bars and saloons along Rampart Street, which was basically back of town. All the interesting stuff happens at the borderlands where hybrids form. And this was a world of Orthodox Jews from Eastern Europe who catered to the black clientele who could buy stuff on Canal Street, but they couldn't try it on. On Rampart Street, you could try it on. So my family, I learned in researching my memoir that my great aunt Nettie, whom I knew growing up, was married to a man, Max Fink, whose father sold Louis Armstrong his first cornet. And that cornet was at the corner of Rampart and Perdido, or a couple doors off Rampart and Perdido, that holiest of corners in the history of jazz, where Louis Armstrong was picked up for firing a weapon on New Year's Eve and sent to the Colored Waifs home, where he learned to play the cornet, which changed modern culture. Rampart Street has lots of sites on our site, and there are more coming.
We've been talking to New Orleans writer Randy Fertel about a new interactive music site called A Closer Walk. Take a look at aclosterwalknola.com. And thank you, Randy, for being here today.
Happy to be, Renee. Thank you.